We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's go to Mike Dickinson, who, you know, this guy, if we could clone Mike Dickinson and his research skills and his work behind the scenes to try to hold the radicals accountable, this is what we need. Mike Dickinson texted me yesterday and said, you know, all these walkouts, guess who's behind this? And I don't know. I didn't do the background research yesterday afternoon while I was packing for Italy. Mike, what's the scoop here?
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Your assumption, your word radical whack job leftist is a very good summary of who's behind
these
walkouts yesterday. They want to put it out there like it was all organic and student-led, and it's good pride liberation, and they're student-led, and they're all about the students, but that's totally false. Mm-hmm. Everything that they're doing tracks back to the Democratic Party, as far as what I've found so far. They've been out there tweeting out yesterday multiple times that they're an independent group. However, their fundraising that they're also doing online is all going through Act Blue, which is a Democratic fundraising platform.
Sure.
Act Blue. So Pride Liberation is raising money through Act Blue, which is a well-known Democrat candidate cause fundraising mechanism.
Right.
So what I want to know is how Pride Liberation, which is soliciting money in Virginia, is even doing it legally. I'm calling on Jason Mieres, our attorney general, to shut them down and to go after Act Blue for this, because in Virginia, you cannot wake up one day and decide that you're a nonprofit and that you're going to solicit money.
And is that how they're presenting themselves? Does it matter? Forgive me for not knowing the details of this, but does it matter how you present yourself? Because I could, you know, set up a GoFundMe, I guess, and say, I'm John Reed, I'm speaking out for the people of Virginia, send me money. And I guess you could send me money as long as I reported it to the IRS. Does it matter how they present themselves?
So if you're just an individual person or something like that, you can use a GoFundMe. But if you're going to go and solicit money on any kind of major platform as an organization and call yourself a charity or call yourself a nonprofit, which Pride Liberation is doing, you have to, one, register with the state of Virginia to be a charity, to be a nonprofit, and then, two, you have to solicit to raise the money and be able to solicit donations. And that's how they did all of this during all of the riots. They all went online, and they were just soliciting money left and right, and no one in Northam wasn't enforcing the rules.
You know what? Now, so this is where we begin to expose the pattern of illegal bad behavior, because you're right. When you and I were talking in 2020, Mike, I kept saying, who is funding this? I mean, truly, is it just people who are out, you know, who have no jobs, who can be out at 4 o'clock in the morning terrorizing the fan, you know, setting things on fire in the middle of the night? Or do they do that at 4 in the morning, go home and take a shower, and then they're fixing your hamburger at Burger King? Or worse yet, are they in the corporate boardrooms of some of our big companies? You know, there are people who are out there gaming the system to try to raise money to attack us.
Right. And the thing is I heard in the little news update there about their, you know, soliciting comments online. And the thing that we don't realize, and the thing that conservatives, and I don't think we realize in general, about how the left raises money and how the left generates these hundreds of thousands of comments, is the internet is where they're very good. A lot of the Antifa behind the riots in Richmond, they all work over in the digital side of Capital One. They work in the information systems of Capital One. That is where they're very good. They're very good at the internet. They're very good at knowing how to game the system on the internet. We're not so good as conservatives.
Well, I will tell you, conservatives are lousy at social media and digital skills. I mean, I've been trying to find somebody to build a website who's conservative, who won't screw me on the back end, either financially or, you know, lay some sort of bomb in the infrastructure of the website. And If I were building a liberal website, I think there would be plenty of people who would do it. Our guys have not cultivated that, and that's some place that we're falling down. Listen, I appreciate you bringing it up, Mike, because we've got to pay attention to this. And I posted last night on the John Reed Show page, which I hope will still be, and I have to check and see if it's still in existence this morning, because Facebook is threatening to deplatform me over a comment about hijabs, not glamorizing hijabs. I mean, here there are people, there are women burning their hijabs in Iran because they murdered a woman over there, but I'm the bad guy here in the United States for saying maybe we shouldn't pretend this is just another fashion accessory. Apparently that's hate speech, according to Facebook. So I don't know how much longer I'm going to exist in Facebook land, which is a little disturbing. But I posted that the leftists are willing to go out and set things on fire and riot in the street and then go to work the next morning, assuming they have jobs. And the Republicans, the conservatives, don't seem to be able to be bothered to post a digital comment in support of their own governor. I mean, Glenn Youngkin's kind of out on a limb here when it comes to the trans stuff, and he's right. He's doing what he said he would do. He's supporting a position that I would think most conservatives would be supportive of. It's not a hate position. And our guys can't be bothered to sign on and leave one comment? Come on, give me a break. Right. You're going to get crushed if you don't do this stuff.
Or show up and show out. And as conservatives, especially in Richmond, we have too many people that would rather sit in their house and they figure somebody else would do it. And that's not the time anymore. The time is if we want to fix Virginia and America, we have got to start showing up and get out there and be able to match the left legally and do the legal things, but show up in force.
Absolutely.
Legal stuff. Show up at school board meetings, make these people's lives, rise these elected officials to do the right thing and push them legally. Yeah.
They're not scared. They're not scared of the conservatives. They're not thinking, oh my gosh, if I do this, what will happen with the conservatives? They are worried about what Antifa and the left-wing Democrats will do. I'm never going to advocate violence in Richmond, but you damn well better make sure these elected officials know that there's some consequences, legitimate consequences, if they cross you when they're making decisions. Mike Dickinson, who is, I got to give you credit, man, you're an activist who's doing more than a lot of people that are in other positions. I appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.